streets of Hanoi's old quarter are paved with gold for those looking to buy cheap music and videos. Shops selling illegally copied CDs, DVDs, and software are everywhere. Everything from the latest U2 album to the World of Warcraft game to the first season of the television show Battlestar Galactica can be had for $1.50 per disc, or less. But that may be changing. Vietnam joins the World Trade Organization in late December, and it must immediately begin observing the so-called TRIPS Agreement, or trade-related aspects of intellectual property. The agreement obliges members to respect international copyright and trademark rules. That could mean hard times for Hanoi's intellectual pirates. This CD and DVD shop owner says entering the WTO is good for Vietnam, but not necessarily for his business. The shop owner says that because of the copyright issue, his business might suffer next year. Technically, Vietnam's agreement to join TRIPS does not change very much. Vietnam has been obliged to protect American intellectual property as part of its bilateral trade agreement since 2004, and the country's new, stricter intellectual property law came into force in July. But while Vietnam's laws satisfy TRIPS requirements, enforcement has been lax. Tom Treutler is an intellectual property lawyer who represents large foreign businesses in Vietnam.
Under TRIPS, you need to have criminal penalties that can be applied and that will have a deterrent effect. And so far, the government hasn't applied criminal penalties in IP cases in many instances.
Treutler says that when police do catch offenders, they often let them off with minor fines. He says TRIPS and the new law might help change that.
The laws actually are quite good as they are now, and the enforcement just needs to be stricter.
Some intellectual property experts think that Vietnam will not begin strongly enforcing the law until more Vietnamese musicians, movie producers, and software makers have a stake in copyright protection. For now, copyright rules are mainly a cost to Vietnamese businesses. Minh Hoang is the assistant to the head of garment maker MHG. The company's computers used to run pirated Microsoft software, as over 90% of Vietnamese computers do, according to software industry research. With WTO accession coming up, Hoang says, they must buy authentic software.
The problem right now when Microsoft come in, when they join WTO, they do have the trademark licensing. We as the entrepreneur, we have to budget it.
Hoang says buying real software will cost the company $30,000 to $40,000. Other Vietnamese entrepreneurs are happy about the stronger copyright laws. Nguyen Quoc Ky, director of tour operator Viet Travel, hopes the law will help him protect his trademark.
Viet Travel is very famous in Vietnam and something in the world. Now, of course, after famous, many people here like his name Viet Travel. He makes it the same name my company. As an example, he makes the name in Viet Trang Travel or Viet Trang Tour, Viet Tour, many.
Vietnam did not negotiate a transition period before observing TRIPS. That is unusual, says Vice Minister of Trade Luong Van Thu, who led Vietnam's delegation at the WTO negotiations in Geneva. Thu says Vietnam's immediate acceptance of TRIPS shows its strong determination to enforce intellectual property laws. He says there will be no sharp crackdown on violators because copyright protection requires consistent enforcement instead of short, intermittent sweeps. But the DVD shop owner says it looks to him like a crackdown has started. The owner says police have begun visiting his store more frequently. In many CD and DVD stores, the result is already noticeable. Some have moved their legal merchandise to the front of the store. The pirated DVDs are still there, of course. Just ask the owner to open that big metal door at the back of the shop. Matt Steinglass for VOA News, Hanoi.